Each appointment that you close, let's say the telemarketer in 4 hours sets you up one appointment. So in 2 days, if you're closing 50%, you've got yourself a client that's going to be worth an average of what?
Average of 10.
10 grand.
Uh-huh.
So you're paying a guy $15 an hour. $120 gets you $10,000 in revenue.
Pretty good return, isn't it?
Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com and Consulting Secrets with another exclusive interview with an expert marketing consultant for the HMA Trained Consultants. This interview is with Sam Bowman. Sam Bowman's out of Nashville, Tennessee. He has been consulting for 8 years, and he was trained by Richard in Richard's marketing consulting system, almost identical to the HMA system, but at that time under a different name. In this interview, you'll hear how Sam gets clients. You'll hear the word-for-word scripts he uses to get the appointment. You'll hear exactly what Sam does on the appointment, what he says, where he sits, and how he gets the client to say yes. You'll hear an exact breakdown of how many hours of calls his trained teleprospectors make to set an appointment. You'll hear his favorite clients to work with. You'll hear his warning list of the clients to run from. You'll hear when he gets paid, how he charges, and how he keeps his clients happy. This is 8 years of marketing consulting advice from a man who's in his 70s using Richard's system to have a very successful marketing practice. You'll also hear at the end a personal message from Sam to you, the HMA consultants. There's a wealth of knowledge here. It's not the kind of recording you can listen to one time. Make sure you print the transcripts and use some of the word scripts we did in the role playing. Enjoy. Hey, Sam, Mike's out there.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, you got some time now?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right, great. All right, let me tell you the purpose of the call. It's twofold. Interview expert marketing consultants or marketing consultants, some new, some very seasoned, who have been in the field so they can share their stories and their experience of their marketing consulting careers, all the frustrations and all the good things about it. And they really love this kind of stuff because when you can listen to someone who's already been there, done that, it shaves a lot of time and gives them a lot of confidence and going out there and doing it. And I just basically ask your story and your experiences, and hopefully you can, through the questions I ask, share some tidbits that would help existing consultants and help prospective people who are interested in marketing consulting get a realistic idea of what it's like doing the business, especially through the system that you learned through Richard.
Sure.
Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what your name is and where you're located and what do you consider yourself? Do you consider yourself a marketing consultant, a business specialist? How do you categorize what you do? What's your USP, Sam?
Well, first of all, it's Sam Bowman, and my company name is Bowman Consulting, LLC, and I target sales and marketing consultants to grow the sales and bottom line profit of small to medium-sized companies running $1 million to $5 million in annual sales. And I guarantee my work, which is kind of an unusual thing for any kind of consultant to do. I use those words in a consulting environment. But I've done this for over 8 years now and have found a very, very exciting and enjoyable business environment. I've made a considerable amount of money and have been extremely happy with the path that I've chosen to help these small to medium-sized companies.
Okay. What advice would you give a new guy coming into this business? What two or three things would you want to sit down in front of them and tell them before they got started in this business?
One, you have to really want to work because it is hard work. It is work that you can control. It is extremely satisfying and rewarding work, but it does take effort. And if you don't want to work and you're not a self-motivator, then you shouldn't be in this thing. Number two, you got to be a problem solver. You don't solve the problems, you don't get the growth. And number three, you've got to be able to develop a rapport with your clients, and that even includes the hourly employee. If you can do those three things, you can be successful as a sales and marketing consultant.
What were you doing 8 years ago?
I was doing manufacturing consulting for 2 years prior to going into the sales and marketing avenue. I had taken early retirement from Allied Signal Automotive in 1995. my background, I'm an electrical engineer with an MBA in finance, and I've been with a lot of large major corporations throughout my business career, but I always had the itch to have my own company. And when I had an opportunity to take early retirement from a joint American-Japanese company, which was Allied Signal Automotive, Jidoshikiki Corporation, here in Gallatin, Tennessee, in 95, I took the opportunity to take that early retirement and immediately went into manufacturing consulting and did very well at that. But I found that I got tired of riding the silver bullets around the country and wanted to be home every night, which is a real advantage of having your own company in a specific limited marketing territory.
Where are you located?
My home office is in Gallatin, Tennessee, which is just outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
So my marketing territory is metropolitan Nashville plus the seven counties surrounding Nashville. And I don't go outside of that territory simply because, as I said, I don't want to have to spend an awful lot of time flying around the country.
Right, I understand. I lived in Nashville for about a year before I moved out here to San Diego.
Oh, you did?
In Brentwood?
Well, sure, absolutely, yeah. My wife's a native Nashvillian, and I consider myself an absolute converted Tennessean, and we just love it here. It's just a joy working with the companies that are in need of sales and marketing expertise in my marketing territory surrounding Nashville.
Okay. So you're in manufacturing consulting. You didn't like the traveling. Other than that, was there any negatives about consulting with manufacturing firms?
Well, I found it to be a little bit more cyclical. It was a little bit harder because you're working with larger corporations normally, and it's a little bit harder to keep the revenue flow consistent, and it takes a longer time to book a larger corporation than it does the small to medium-sized corporation.
Do you have an idea of the average time it would take, the cycle on that, from prospecting to booking a qualified appointment with the larger corporations, and compare it to the smaller businesses you're working with now?
To book one, it would take an order of 2 to 3 months to book.
And how many different meetings?
Well, it'd take at least 4 meetings to get it done.
Uh-huh.
And I work with a partnership alliance with a company out of Pennsylvania, and they were more established, and they broke down some of the barriers a little bit quicker for me, but it still would take that 2+ months to be able to get in and get a contract signed and start to work for the larger corporations.
Okay. So were you seeking out something different after the 2 years of the manufacturing consulting? How would you fall under Richard's training?
It was advertised here in Nashville.
Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I hope this sample audio clip has been helpful to you. If you're interested in becoming an HMA consultant, you'll have the entire database of recordings and interviews that I've done with expert marketing consultants. You'll be able to download them, burn them on CDs, listen to them on your MP3 players. You can print the transcripts, and you'll have 24 access to all the recordings at the HMA University. If you're interested in becoming an HMA consultant, please contact me at 858-274-7851.
Part 2.